Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Well documented. The give back to the senior class of Morehouse. And then I recently, you know, saw that the parents as well of some of the students, their tuitions, well, their student loan debt.
Parent plus loans were taken care of.
But one of the things I heard you speak about, and I've never heard it, was broadband deserts.
Yeah.
And how HBCUs are disproportionately affected by having broadband deserts. Not a topic that I've heard discussed, you know, nationally or even in, you know, amongst communities about how that affects students long term and how it affects communities in education. Can you talk about your efforts to try to combat that?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've been talking about what is really the fourth industrial revolution that's occurring today. Every industry is being digitized. Every single one. I mean, you just look in our studio here and how much of this equipment is now digital versus what it was even 8 years ago, where it was analog, right? The capacity to edit, okay? The capacity to deliver streaming real time, you know, phase time around the world, your program. That wasn't, you know, something you could do 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Okay. Digitizing everything, every industry. This is, again, this whole fourth industrial revolution is changing the economic landscape of this planet. But yet, our HBCUs, 80% of them are in broadband deserts. How are you going to participate if you don't have access to the tool of progress, the principal tool of progress today in the economy? And that is a big problem. And that's one that we decided to take on, and I decided to take on and bring some partners to take on to go get after this. We have to enable all of our citizenry to participate in this next generation of opportunity. The U.S. today, you all know this, our borders are basically closed, okay? You know, we've got immigration laws and political conflict that, in essence, we are not importing labor anymore. And as we need to grow as society, we need people. I always tell people the biggest issue, the most scarce asset we have on this planet today are software programmers. There's 8 billion people on the planet. There's only 26 million of us who write software for a living. And it is that software that is required to digitize every industry on the planet. Automotive, healthcare, finance, banking. All of it is now requiring tools and systems that are digital in nature. But yet, one of the greatest infrastructures for training people, historically black colleges and universities, 80% of them don't have broadband access, where our kids can learn the tools of this craft in a way that they can participate effectively long term. And if we don't get this right now, 8 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the market of change and opportunity and transformation will have been gone so far that we won't be able to participate in this next wave. We didn't get to participate in the great economic opportunity that was America in owning land. Okay. Many of our families were unpaid labor, okay, which created massive wealth. And then you had GI Bill, Homestead Act, Southern Homestead Act. We didn't participate in that proportionately. We didn't get a chance to participate in the asset accretion in real estate because of redlining and those dynamics. And so now here we are. Corporate America started to expand. It has taken a while for us to get, and we're still not even there, fair share of opportunity to participate as professionals environment. And now you're going through the fourth industrial revolution. If we don't participate here, it's going to be the same dynamic. That's why it's so essential that we equip our children and our communities with the tools. And they need to insist that those tools be provided and insist that they learn and train and develop ways to participate in this economy, in this digital economy. What percentage of your viewership you think is listening on some digital device or digital enablement? 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Your business relies on it. So why shouldn't your community participate in it? And right now, those schools are being starved of those resources. You can say conscious, unconscious, whatever it is, but the fact is it is there. That's what we have to do about it. Look, I'm going to do my part. And you guys got to continue to do your part and make sure that your viewership demands that our HBCUs have access to broadband. Every one of them, not just the big ones, every one of them. So that our kids can learn and participate and have the ability to now take what they know and deliver business systems, solutions into their community to make their small and medium businesses in their community and the education of the kids in our community more effective than what it is today.
I want to just follow up on that, on the HBCU thing, because you got a lot of headlines when you, the Morehouse, when you paid off the student loans. But when we were in LA and I heard you speak about that, and I realized that it wasn't it's a little bit more complicated than that, which actually led to something else, another initiative. So can you talk about that? Because people just saw he paid off everybody's student loan, but that's not actually the full story, right?
Yeah.
So
the next thing, so what I, like all things, it's not as easy as you think to pay off somebody's loan. I know, everybody's like, what are you talking about?
Who would have thought?
Because, yeah, who would have thought, right? Because if you pay off somebody's loan, either you're giving them a gift or they're receiving a gift. Now they got to pay taxes on it. So there's a burden to them or increasing burden to you. So you've got to actually architect a system to do that effectively so that it doesn't create the burden. In that process, what I learned is over 60% of African-American wealth goes towards servicing student loans. Okay? You come out, you've got $60,000, $80,000, $120,000 worth of student loans. Now you're paying interest on those loans. Something happens in your family, you lose your job, whatever, now that compounds. And it can be decades before you've paid off those student loans that inhibit your ability to buy stocks, bonds, a house, invest in a business. You see what I mean? And I was like, well, that's just unconscionable. Because most of these student loans you're paying back to the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. African Americans paying money back to the United States government to pay off student loans. How y'all feel about that?
That's crazy.
Okay.
All right. That's crazy.
Yeah, y'all should think about that, right? Talk about that, right? So then I thought, well, what's a better way to do it? This is, what's the better equilibrium system? The better equilibrium system is to create a fund. It's called the Student Freedom Initiative. And we raise money. I put in a bunch of money. And now these students borrow from the fund. Okay. Let's make sure it fits our condition. Our condition often is that we often aren't paid as much as corresponding white students. So let's make sure that the interest rate is below parent plus loans at a minimum. At a minimum. And every now and then you have life interruptions. Okay. Well, if there's a life interruption, you know, parent ailing, we got to go back, take care of that parent, then we can actually stop those payments in a period of time. Parent plus, no, you're going to pay whether you're working or not, and the compounds and all that. So you can stop it during that period of time. And if you decide to go work in a community to be a teacher, like you were, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you're making below a certain amount, but you're doing good for the community, you do that for 20 years, and that's forgiven. But rather than pay that money back to the government, it pays back into the fund. And then that fund can relend that capital. And that's a virtuous cycle. Okay, so that's what Student Freedom Initiative is, okay? And it's so that our students can borrow from this fund, and they pay back into that fund. They can be reborrowed. So now you're taking care of your own community through your work in that regard. That's what it is.
And the money goes back to the next generation of students.
Right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.